The World Heritage Site, Southern Öland. You are currently walking through a UNESCO World Heritage Site. This is not just a beautiful view, it's a living story of human survival. The agriculture landscape of southern Öland covers a third of the island's surface and is one of Sweden's largest World Heritage Sites, appointed by UNESCO in the year 2000. This World Heritage Site is a cultural heritage. It is the story of how humans have managed to survive on a barren limestone island in the Baltic Sea by farming the land in the only way possible, by adapting to and cooperating with nature. We find remains of Iron Age villages in the coastal lands of eastern Öland and stone walls that show how humans used this land thousands of years ago. It is agriculture that has created the landscape we see today, and the land is still used much as it was during the Middle Ages. The arable land is farmed today just as it was then, while the alvar and the coastal lands, which are too nutrient poor for crops, are used as grazing lands instead. Villages grew up on the ridges between the coastal lands and the alvar. Many of these linear villages, Radbyar, have remained in their original locations for over 700 years, according to the medieval laws of the time. This World Heritage Site is a living cultural heritage, not a museum. This means agriculture continues to develop, farms are merged, and new barns are built. However, the way the land is used remains medieval. The fertile land below the ridge, the Mörbylånga Valley, are used for growing beans, potatoes, strawberries and onions, while the alvar and coastal land provide grazing for cattle, sheep and horses. Today, there are 120 agriculture businesses in the heritage sites. Eastern Öland focuses primarily on milk production, while Western Öland focuses on crops. The alvar and the coastal land have been grazed for centuries, but never fertilized. Since nutrients are never returned to the soil, it is a depleted landscape where very special flora thrives. The World Heritage Site consists of four parts: the farmed land, the great alvar, the coastal lands, and the linear villages.